As the country gears up to vote Tuesday, many Americans fear that their votes may not even be counted. But this year, a new, nationwide, nonpartisan coalition is out to protect the vote. Frances Anderson is an organizer with the California Election Protection Network.
Caring about democracy is something that's very broad, but recognizing how these things are a threat to democracy is a more challenging thing to convey, because you obviously have to talk about evidence. You have to talk about actual incidents.
Video the Vote, launched in a frenzy this fall by activists and filmmakers, is setting out to do just that. Using citizen journalism and the power of the video sharing website YouTube, Video the Vote plans to have all documented incidents ready for broadcast before the polls are even closed. At a Video the Vote training session, volunteers of all ages are briefed on the ground rules of election observing and told what to look out for. For example,
if you hear reports that people, you know, have not been able to cast a ballot, period, you know that they're not following the law. You know, they're not properly giving them their option to vote.
Discrimination and excessive requests for identification are always a concern as well.
Intimidation by anyone, intimidation of voters, or an intimidating atmosphere for voters in the polling place, that is something to take note of.
California is testing new precinct ballot recorders, or PBRs. Computerized virtual ballot boxes used to tally preliminary results at each precinct. While this has enraged fair election advocates, LA County has promised to only use the recorders this year to test for blank ballots or double votes.
So, part of observing this process is to make sure that that promise is actually being fulfilled. You should not see at all any modems or memory cards or any sort of additional devices being inserted into the machine, taken out, if you start to see activity like that around the machine, that's a red flag and you should call it in.
When a call comes in, via election monitors or citizens calling the toll-free election protection hotline, Video the Vote dispatches an on-call videographer to the scene.
The effort is really to pressure candidates to not prematurely concede or declare victory, because, you know, to decide an election before all the votes are counted is an insult to democracy. The message that democracy is worth the wait, I think, has to be put out there, that we don't need to have it all decided within the primetime window.
Thanks to the popularity and reach of YouTube and the efforts of hundreds of volunteers, the public's voice is sure to be heard. Should there be any Election Day shenanigans of note this year, they'll be well documented and ready for primetime news. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Andy Sternberg.